I'd like to welcome everybody out. What was I supposed to talk about tonight? How to win friends and influence people? Was that it? Am I at the right place?
That's why.
I think it's, hi, my name is JJ.
Okay, we're talking about the seven initiations. The first question that comes to mind is, what in the world is an initiate? We hear all kinds of things. We read about an initiate as somebody that has gone through a bunch of procedures and passed some tests and memorized a whole bunch of stuff through some secret organization, and he's got all this stuff in his mind, and he goes before initiate, and he gets crowned or a sword placed on his head or something like that, and now he's an initiate. But in the esoteric sense, is that really what an initiate is? Because just about anybody off the street could do that. We pick some guy off the street and we tell him, okay, I'm going to give you $10,000 to go to this organization and become an initiate. You think, and if you become an initiate, you get the $10,000. Okay, you think he'd probably become an initiate?
Yeah.
Probably would be, wouldn't he? And he's just a guy off the street. But is that what an initiate is in the esoteric sense? No, that's not what an initiate is at all. Initiate has one key quality that the average guy on the street doesn't have and cannot really do. Does anybody know what it is? Those who've been in my classes probably know.
Ability to start something?
To initiate.
Right. An initiate is a person with the power to initiate.
The power to get off their butt and do something?
Right. So when we look at it that way, who have been initiates in the recent past?
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, right. Great example. He initiated a lot of stuff. He initiated the desktop computer was basically his doing. Now, some people take credit away from initiates and, well, somebody else had the idea before that. Well, having the idea isn't initiating something, just the idea alone. But taking the idea and turning it into something that has a physical representation and that people are using, that people have accepted, that is the most powerful type of initiation that is available. So Steve Jobs took the idea, like the mouse. The mouse wasn't invented by Steve Jobs. He went to Xerox and they actually had the technology for a mouse, but they didn't know what to do with it. Steve Jobs saw it and he says, I know what to do with this. That's what an initiate does. He looks at something and he thinks, I know what to do with this. So Steve Jobs looked at the mouse, oh boy, I know what to do with that. And he took the mouse, and we still use the mouse today. You know, eventually we may go beyond it, but I still use it a lot anyway. And the desktop computer, and then they fired him because they didn't think it was any good, and then they were just about to go under, and then when they were just about to go under, who did they look to? They looked to their initiate because they were out of ideas. So they bring their initiate back in, and he brings this funky iMac computer that had all kinds of colors. I bought Artie one and at the time. It was her computer for a number of years because she was kind of cute, so I got her a really cutest computer that was made. And so sales started taking off. And then Steve Jobs was thinking, well, what else can I initiate? So he come up with the iPod. Now, again, there was people selling MP3 players before Steve Jobs. There was quite a number of them on the market. But Steve Jobs looked around and he says, none of these are any good. He says, this is something that the public will really want. I'm going to put together an MP3 player like nobody's ever seen before. And so he contacted this I believe it was a Korean company that was making the right miniaturized chips and everything, and he put it together, And it was a big hit. And he put it together. He says, well, you got to buy Apple product if you want this to work. And all of a sudden, everybody wanted it, whether they had Apple or not. So he was forced into thinking, well, golly, I guess I'm going to have to make one for Windows. I don't like Windows, but I'm going to make it so it'll work on Windows. So they made it so it worked on Windows, and all of a sudden it took off. And then he produced the iPhone later. People had portable phones at the time, but he produced a unique one. He initiated a phone that was different than anyone had ever seen before. And so he was a great example of an initiate. And it's funny, he was in the kind of new age stuff, and he was always exploring and wondering about life. And a big question he had was, you know, does life continue after death? He wasn't really sure about that. He wasn't an initiate on the spiritual level because he had his attention on the physical. He didn't have a lot of the spiritual answers. Now you find, I do believe that if he had incarnated and put his attention on the spiritual, he would have had a lot different life. But you obtain knowledge where you put your attention. And we're all limited. We all have just one unit of attention. So most of Steve Jobs' attention went in the computer world. But on the side, he did some thinking about the spiritual. But then what was interesting, at the moment of his death, he all of a sudden looked like he was seeing something. And then he said, remember the words he said exactly? What was it?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He said, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Three times he said that. And then he died. Everybody wondered, what did that guy see? But because he was initiate, he probably saw into the next world, and his memory started to return of his status and where he really was, and that he was really a spiritual being, and he saw the right place to where he was going to go. And he says, oh, wow. Yeah.
The thing that was new to me about initiates and initiation is that we typically look only spiritual, but I found, you know, initiates can be from any human endeavor.
Right.
And at the same time, also, they aren't always nice people. Okay.
Right.
That doesn't mean you're going to like them and agree with them or anything else.
Sure.
Right.
Right. Initiates are not always the typical ooey gooey nice guy that people picture Jesus as being. You know, matter of fact, Jesus wasn't that way either, because he offended so many people. He said these words, which I always found fascinating. He says, "Blessed is he who is not offended in me." In other words, he offended so many people. He says, "Blessed are you if you're not offended by what I'm saying." So, matter of fact, he offended people so much they wanted to kill him, and they did kill him. So he was an irritant to many people. And this happens in the case of many initiates. But when you examine his life, he wasn't irritating to people because he was obnoxious. He was irritating people because he upset their version of the truth. And that can be the most irritating thing of all. If you go forward and you upset an apple cart of what everybody thinks is the truth. We have people doing this in medicine. We have people coming out with virtual cures for cancer. And as soon as they get anything that seems to work, they're attacked, thrown in jail, fined. Artie was telling me about a nurse you read about today that was, why don't you tell us about that, Artie? That nurse you read about
was
fined?
Why
don't you give her the...
I was talking to a doctor today and I asked, are there any doctors that who are Medicare patients who do bioidentical hormones, who are specialized in that area? And she said, yes, there was a nurse practitioner in town that did take Medicaid, Medicare patients, and she was quite good at it and prescribed these hormones. But when the powers that be found out about what she was up to and what she was doing and what she was helping women with, not using the standard hormones that the that Big Pharma likes to produce. They took her license and fined her, and she said she's still paying off her fines, and she's down to about $200,000 right now in fines. And so she just pulled out. And she says, so there's nobody that she knows of in town that does do bioidenticals who takes Medicare. Who?
I need to talk to me afterwards.
Really?
Do you mind sharing who that was?
The nurse? Oh, she didn't tell your name. Oh, I don't.
Stephanie.
You know about it?
Yeah. No. Stephanie practiced. She's a nurse practitioner. She worked. I forget. She opened up shop because, as a doctor's nurse, she was being inundated. So she opened up her own clinic with just her name on it. She was charging like $200 for an initial visit because she had so many people coming. It was like a 6-month waiting list. And then she got fined and over inundated, flood. The fine killed her, and she quit. But there's a medical doctor who with St. Al's in Nampa, who's a gynecologist, who will do hormone replacements through checking your blood and follows all the AMA rules about it, and he takes Medicaid.
So help me understand how this person is an initiate.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit more now. In a regular organization that has initiates, they make them memorize a bunch of stuff and go through a bunch of processes.
Like the Masons?
Right, and they become supposedly initiate. But as far as the human race as a whole, the true initiates of the human race is totally different. They're the people that have done things, created new things that actually changed the world. Now let's look back on who our initiates have been.